tonight as one. Let's feast on the Word of God that declares His nature, points to His glory, and reveals who He is, His love, His majesty. And as we read this, even if we've read this so many times, or if it's one of your favorite passages, allow your heart to sink with all of heaven. Come into agreement and acknowledge that God is not who we think He is, but He is who He says He is. Just as we were reflecting on Sunday, that our hearts are coming more and more into alignment as we behold who He is. Father, that's the desire of our heart, the desire that You placed in our hearts. And so we agreed, we yield to Your way of humbling ourselves under Your mighty hand and fixing our gaze on You, allowing our hearts to receive revelation of Your majesty, of Your goodness, of Your glory, and yielding ourselves in a new and deep and fresh way so that we can encounter You in the way that You desire to encounter us, in the way that You long to speak to us, in the way that You long to reveal Yourself to our eyes, our spiritual eyes. We yield and we humble ourselves to remove blind spots, anything that entangles us, laying aside every heavy weight and fixing our gaze on the One that loves us, that made a way for us. There is such a wonderful encounter awaiting us this evening, because You knew that we'd come. You knew that maybe some of us would come with baggage, some of us would come maybe with anxiety, some of us would come with expectancy, some of us coming on fire, some of us coming exhausted, some of us coming, everyone coming. But Lord, You came as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when You come into the room, everything changes. When we fix our eyes on You and we pause and we see You for who You are, everything changes. Nothing matters. It doesn't matter anymore. And we're beholding the most beautiful being that ever existed, that will always be the enduring One, the enduring faithful One. Everything changes. Everything changes in our hearts. And we long to repent. We long to turn and go the other way and come running to You, running into the purpose that You have, the meaning that You have for our lives, the destiny, the calling, the laying down, the giving up, laying things down before You. It becomes a delight. It becomes a true delight. Holy Spirit, I thank You that You bring us to that place as we yield and humble ourselves before You. So let's just feast on Psalm 19. I'm going to read some of these verses that just magnify His worth, His existence, the reality of His glory and His being. Psalm 19, the perfect revelation of the Lord. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run his race. Its rising is from one heaven, one end of the heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey on the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Blind spots, let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. We give you glory tonight, Father. Have your way. Do all that is in your heart tonight. Speak all that you long to say to our hearts and lead us in the direction that you are moving in tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we yield and we love you. We're here for you. Let all that we say, all that we meditate on, and all that we do be pleasing in your sight. And may we come to a place of great delight again, of turning to you once again, day after day and night after night, as we behold who you are. Thank you, Lord.
in all things you would have first place. That in all things you would have preeminence. All this for your glory. All this for your name. In all things you would have the first place. That in all things you would have preeminence. All is for your glory. All is for your name. In all things you would have the first place. That in all things you would have preeminence.
So put me anywhere, just put your glory in me. I'll serve anywhere, just let me see your beauty. Put me anywhere, put your glory in me. I'll serve anywhere, just let me see your beauty. Put me anywhere, just put your glory in me. I'll serve anywhere, just let me see your beauty. Let me see. Let me see your beauty. I long to see you. I long to see you. So catch me up in your story, oh my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life. Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life. My God, my joy, my delight. My God, my joy, my delight. My God, my joy, my delight. My God, my joy. Oh, and all is for you.
in all things, you would have the first place. That in all things, you would have preeminence. And all is for your glory. Without you. without you. Breath that I am grace is running out, is running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running out, is running out to me. Your goodness is running out, is running out to me. Your goodness is running out, is running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running out, is running out to me. All my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, I will sing of the goodness, oh God, oh God.
I will sing of the goodness, oh God.
Your name is like honey on my lips. Your presence. Everywhere I turn, you are there. You are there. Faithful and true. Faithful and true. Faithful and true. Making a Lord.
You deserve the Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul.
Far as the curse
wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare His room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and earth and heaven and nature sing. We will sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. We will sing, sing.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your amazing grace to us that can give us joy, absolute total joy inside of our spirits that rise up over our circumstances, over anything coming against us, any attack of the enemy. Joy can rise up for what you've done for us, what you've provided for us, all the giftings you've provided for us, all the fruit of the Spirit that you provide for us, all the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit you give to us, all the titles you give to us, all the names and titles that you have. Jesus, we are proud to be your citizens of heaven. We are proud to be your ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are proud to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. You gave us these titles and names. You did, the powerful God. Thank you, Lord. It's why we can be joyful. You came as a baby, but you reign as a king. You're no longer in the manger. You're high above. You have eyes of flaming fire. Yes, Lord, you're going to ride in on a powerful steed. We believe it. We'll see it. We believe we'll see it, Lord. It's coming. You're coming. You're coming. You're coming. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore.
Word of the Father.
coming, Lord. We're coming to adore you, to lift up your name high to the world that needs you. We're coming, Lord. We're coming, Lord, to worship in your throne room, have encounters, draw into you, be overwhelmed by your love, be overwhelmed by your power and your presence. In this Christmas season, Father, may distraction be a thing of the past. May we draw into you instead much more. Let us express our devotion to you. And take less notice of our decorations, more notice of you. Let each twinkling star, each ball on the tree, remind us of what you've done for us on Calvary.
Yes.
Let's not get swept up in the pretty when we can have the presence. We can enjoy what we see, but let's go beyond it to the one that deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. After all, angels were overcome in the fields as you were being born. Shepherds overcome in the fields with singing and glorious worship, with angels, heaven touching earth, out in the wilderness. The joy of your coming to the earth to rescue us, heaven rejoicing, earth rejoicing. Why didn't the angels come to the city? They came to the ones that saw your glory out in the wilderness. They came to the ones that were like the sheep in the field, humble. You come to the ones that are humble. Why weren't you born with pomp and circumstance? You came first to the humble. A humble couple. Humble shepherds. Humble kings from a far land eventually. Jesus, you always come to the humble. May we humble ourselves in this season than ever before.
Before that, the Lord was laying on my heart as we enter into a time of communion here. But Hebrews 2, 9 and 10, and it says, "But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of his suffering, death crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and through whom and all. For it was fitting for him for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the originator of their salvation through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all from one Father. For this reason he is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers in the midst of the assembly, and I will sing your praise. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children whom God has given me. I read beyond 9 and 10. This is so good. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, so through that death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. For clearly he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brothers, so that he became a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is also able to aid those who are tempted. And it's just mind-blowing to me that the Lord Jesus put on flesh, became a man, humbled himself, chose to not only identify with us, but walk amongst us. And that end result is to bring you and I and many, many, many sons to glory. And what a pivotal moment. That when he was born, it was signifying the reality of the true family that the Lord was birthing and calling unto himself. Because we're all family by the blood of Jesus. We're all family in that he called us to himself by receiving the sacrifice. And we belong. The Lord wanted a family, and he picked us. He chose us. He gave up everything for us. So that's one of the things that we're stepping out into and celebrating in this season, is that the Lord has brought us into his family, and that we have brothers and sisters that he has brought us into relationship with by his blood. And we share a connection. Christians share a connection with other people more deeper than any other religion, any other kind of relationship, because the blood of Jesus is what unifies us. And it's special. It's incredible. And it's not something to be taken lightly. And I know that that is what the Lord is releasing and pouring out revelation about that in this hour, and it's so encouraging what he's doing. And I'm excited because there's different, you know, opportunities this week to step into that. There's, you know, obviously Light Up Downtown Canton, where we're going out and we're drawing people into the family of the Lord, letting them know that somebody died for them, that Jesus came for them, has a desire to have a relationship for them, that the invitation and the call is going out. In one way you could look at it as we're the angels singing and proclaiming and declaring out the night that Jesus was born. We're going out and saying, hey, there's one who desires you to be part of his family. And what an incredible honor and privilege it is to step out in that. And then the following night, obviously on Friday, we gathered together to celebrate as a family the spirit and the presence of the Lord and what the Lord has built and established. And that's also an incredible honor and privilege because the Lord is doing and building and establishing. Because his heart is for family. His heart is for us to know him deeper and what he poured out for us. And I, for one, am excited to see all those different aspects of the Lord's heart released in this season. Because, man, he really loves us to the point where he became just like us. Tempted in every way that we are, but obviously did not fall short. So I encourage you guys as we partake of the elements tonight. Which I gotta find some elements. I know there's one here, so thank you. Draw us close to your heart, Lord. We are honored, Lord, that you would call us and establish us in a family, Lord. In the natural, Lord, and then in the spirit, Father. Even deeper, Lord, because we share your blood. Lord, we thank you that you've called us to go. Father, you called us to reach out. You called us to pour out. Lord, that our lives would be an expression of love and devotion to you. So, Lord, I pray as we partake of these elements, Lord, that you'd stir up within us that great, great, great reminder, Lord, of who you died for. Who you rose again for. That, Lord, you're not just a baby in the manger. You're not just someone that we pass gifts around to celebrate. That you are the maker of heaven and earth. That you are the one who has redeemed us and brought us to you by your blood. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, I pray that you'd sanctify these, Lord, little elements, Lord, just as an example, Lord, of what you paid for us. That you were born, Lord, to die and to raise again. Lord, that we carry into this Christmas season a story of resurrection, a story of life, a story of redemption, a story of hope, a story of belonging, Lord, a story of family. We love you, Lord. Many sons. daughters, Lord, to glory. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're speaking to us, Lord. You're encouraging us. Thank you, Lord.
That you're preparing our hearts for all that you've given us and all you're calling us to in this season and in this hour. Thank you, Father, that you are uniting us. You're uniting us as a strong force. You're uniting us, Father, as a mighty team to come together, to not just face the elements and face the onslaughts against us, but also just to proclaim you together, because there's strength in unity. There's strength in the virtue of people coming together. So we thank you, Father, for the collaborative effort this week that you are putting together for us to show yourself strong through each one of us, but coming together that each one of us matters. Each one of us makes a difference. And we come together, then we strengthen each other. We encourage each other. So, Father, let it be. Let it be in this season. A text that was sent out today. I've not seen it yet. I've not been around it. Haven't been home. But the text has separate links that speak of what to do, where to park, and how to operate on Thursday. And so I wouldn't know what to do with any of this. Just hearing what I've heard so far, I have to go to the links. I'm assuming there's enough information to get me motivated and get me to go for Thursday. And in the link, hopefully there's information too about Friday.
I'll just add a little bit about both. So Andy made a really nice video. If you didn't watch it, watch it. It's very helpful. If you aren't going to watch it, then I'll tell you about it very quickly. And then you should still watch it. But I think the Lord is calling us as a family together to do things together. So here we are tonight, and then we'll be together again on Thursday and again on Friday. Just before we get to Thursday, Joe and I really want to invite you into our home Friday at 5:30. We're going to provide some food. We'll have chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and some drinks and whatnot. Please bring sides and desserts to share. But we invite you to be there the whole time, to come as a family and bring your extended people. If you have people that are connected to you, they're connected to us, we want to see salvation in this house in a meaningful way. So a few people have asked about that, but also salvation in our city. So if you haven't watched Andy's video, there's a couple of links which maybe we can text out and sent to you, but I didn't realize what the extent of Light Up Canton is on Thursday. I'm just going to read to you real quick. Thursday night, you won't want to miss the festivities that include 14 city blocks long of attractions, entertainment, refreshments, sleigh rides, singing, fireworks, all of it. But when you think, maybe I'll just get there when I get there, the mayor of Canton is going to light the city's Christmas tree at 5:45 p.m. in Centennial Plaza. So this is more of a get there early and enjoy the events kind of situation. The stage show, featuring, of course, David and the Jackson Jills, but the stage show starts at the plaza right at 6 p.m. There's going to be horse-drawn wagon rides, a railroad, a roaming railroad, live reindeer, trolley rides, an in all kinds of shops at 30 different venues across 14 blocks up and down Market Avenue, which sounds fun until you don't know where to go. So the links will also go through and give you a map of all the different activities, where you can find parking, what's going on, and the whole thing is set to end at 8:30 p.m. It's a school night. So there's a lot of really good information all the way from the Stark County Library down to the Canton Classic Car Museum. And it's an opportunity for us to reach the city and hopefully bring some of those people on Friday night to be part of our family. And then we can invite them to our services, be part of Gift of Christmas, of course, and commit to that date and be here for the whole thing. And then come for December 22nd. But I've really noticed that in our community here in Jackson, almost no churches are having Christmas Eve service. We are. And I think that we've got a big free billboard right on Wales Road. And if we just say, come join us. Candlelight Christmas service, Christmas Eve service. That we can fill this place up with people looking for a place to go on Christmas Eve. So the time is now. The time is now for us to bring those bodies in. We've got the seats. We've got the place. Let's fill it up. Amen. Andy's here for a reprise of his video.
So obviously for some of those that didn't get it, but where we're specifically meeting at, and I can message Angela, I'll text you a picture to put on the thing. But for those of you that have been down there at different First Fridays in various spots, that where they built the new public bathroom on the corner of 4th and Court, so we're going to shoot to meet there a little bit before 6 o'clock, before the stage show begins. And so on the map, there's different parking, but that's kind of the main kind of section that will, if you guys remember way back in the day, when the, yes, you can. I think it's going to be difficult for some people to get down there at 5:45. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So the tree's getting lit down there at 5:45. If you guys want to get down there a little bit before that, like around 5:30, there's going to be, like, parking in various spots. But then us as a group, we're looking to get together right kind of in that corner where we can meet, because obviously we need to know where we're going to see each other, because it's going to be hard to find each other in a large mass group of people. So right there on that corner of 4th and Court where the new public bathrooms are at. So that's kind of like where we'll be meeting. And the map that we'll send you guys, there'll be different pictures where there's parking. There's some free parking, but usually that's a little bit further out. You can park in the Millennial Parking Garage. There's probably a cost for that. Also, where we used to park the Macau, for those of you that remember from a long, long time ago, that parking lot on Cleveland Avenue, that's also kind of like right close to that area. So you kind of want to be strategic on when you're coming down of where to park. And one of the other things that, which we can pray right now for, is that they're calling for some pretty decent wind gusts that night of up to 20 to 30 miles an hour. So that would be interesting. So we want to have those dissipate so that that doesn't dissuade anybody from coming down. So that's what we're looking at there. Yes, so we're gonna have Hearts of the Father. We're gonna have things sharing about our Christmas program on the 22nd. Obviously, inviting them to the next thing, the next Friday night, as Mike mentioned as well. If that's something that people would be interested in, but yeah, we'll be handing out those things, praying for the sick, sharing the gospel, reaching out with the love of Jesus. Huh? Ashley's letting me know that there's some flyers in the foyer as well for the December 22nd service that we can take tonight, that we can share around and invite our friends and family. So we'll be equipped with those things also Thursday night. That I don't know. Is that also on there?
They're combined.
Huh? Yeah, it's combined. So the little thing that we have that we're handing out mentions the 22nd, but then also the Christmas Eve service. So we are covered with both. Any other questions? Thoughts? The video has the details, and then we're going to send also a nice map that they have listed out, all the things that are going on, all 14 blocks. It's really, really going to be an awesome, amazing night. That's coming. Yes.
Can we stand? You've been seated quite a while. Can we stand? I don't know about you, but growing up, sometimes they did motion songs in church or in the children's area.
Yes.
And at the time, I was like, I'm not really into this that much. But now I realize I at least did it, and they were prophetic acts. Now I know they're prophetic acts. And so when we step into some motion, when we move, when we declare with movement, declare with our bodies, whether it be dance, whether it be motion, whether it be swaying, whatever it is, we're actually stepping into the flow of the Holy Spirit. And so the things that might be like, oh, I don't really want to move, they end up being prophetic before God, and they actually infuse into our lives whatever we're prophetically showing. So on this song, Break Every Chain, we know this song pretty well, but there's actually a line where it says to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I don't think it takes much imagination to know what the prophetic act would be. There are strongholds in our lives that we can prophetically break the chains of in our own lives. We're going to be around relatives and friends, and maybe new friends after Thursday night. We want their strongholds broken in the season of Christmas, not just seeing, you know, that Jesus came, but that he came to break the stronghold of sin. He came to break the stronghold of generational curses in us, and so on. So I'm not even going to tell you what to do. You can figure it out. But when I hear this song sung now, I enjoy doing a prophetic act of breaking the chains that the enemy plans to put on us in this season. He may start with distraction. He may start with, well, yeah, we meant to worship Jesus, but we got off track on everything else, the hoopla. Fortunately, we have outreaches like Thursday night, like gatherings, Friday night, and so on this month that remind us that Jesus came to break chains in our lives and the lives of others. So as we sing this song, do prophetically something to align with the heart of Jesus.
Can I also add what came to mind when Pastor Bill was speaking? Was the video that we showed on Sunday for those of you who were here. If not, it's very important to watch it. And I really believe that as we participate in this, that we'll be instrumental on what God wants to do in this region, in this city, in this county, to be able to break open what he wants to release. We saw what happened in London, or at least what was going to happen from a prophetic dream that was given in 2022. And I believe that as we pray and as we act it out, maybe being fools for Christ for some of us, that we're actually doing warfare right now and releasing heaven. So, Father, in your mighty name, that what Pastor Bill spoke will go beyond what we can think, feel, even understand or imagine for our own lives and the lives of the people, right, in our own sphere of influence for our families, but also to our community, also to light up Canton. God, that there would be just an outbreak right now of your spirit as we push back the darkness that is over this city that wants to try to be a canopy. And we say, no, we take this city, we take this county for you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, you are the reigning spirit. You break every chain. You did it at the cross. And now we speak it out over Light Up Canton. And we thank you, Father, that it extends to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, to Maslin, to southern areas, to Cleveland, to Akron, to Hartville, and beyond. So we thank you, Father, that you are the reigning spirit. Holy Spirit, fall as we break these chains in Jesus' name. We break open the atmosphere.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there is power.
Break.
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Lord, we offer ourselves to you to break every chain in us. Stronghold breakthrough. We offer ourselves as chain breakers with you. Chain breakers with you. You're serious about chain breaking, about tearing down strongholds. Tear down the strongholds in my mind, in my life. Tear them down, that they are nevermore. Oh, so help me, God, to tear down strongholds in others I know that I love. Oh, Lord, we want to be in your strong tower and break down the tower of the enemy, the fortress of the enemy, through prayer, through decree, through the word, through all you've given us to battle, weapons of our warfare, to defeat the enemy. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain in me. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain in me. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain in me. And I will see how to break chains in others. No strongholds in me will allow me to minister to others freely. Here I am, I present myself to you as a chain breaker in your kingdom, God. No more talk, action, Lord. Breaking the chains of disease and infirmity that the enemy brings, attacks on finances, on minds. Lord, use me as your balm of Gilead, your balm of Gilead, a salve, a balm, someone who can comfort others. When I speak, life comes out to others. Help me break off, Lord, any limits to reaching out to your lost sheep. Oh, break the chains in me so I can break the chains in others.
Thank you, Father, that you're releasing healing anointing in here tonight. Lord, we turned a page on Sunday, and I believe we're in a new dimension, we're in a new zone, and he wants to set the captives free. I've been thinking about that ever since Sunday. When I started preaching on Sunday, my throat started to close up. My head felt like there was a big vice on my head when I began preaching. I was fine before that, and it got worse and worse. And it was really tough the entire Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. And I kept rebuking it and commanding it to leave and choosing joy. And it took a little bit, but I had to press through because I know the word, I stand on the word, but even more that than that, I'm a releaser of the word. I'm a releaser of the promise. And I believe since what happened on Sunday here, and if you weren't here or you were here and you weren't with it, to catch it, watch it again. I'm telling you, by the authority of God, that the Lord is wanting to break through with something supernatural here when it comes to healing. And that's a step into this next zone that we're talking about and we're breaking. Like, Judah, I'm telling you, you've not played the drums the way you can play the drums yet, because the anointing, come on up here, I'm going to pray over you, is going to be released, that the real full anointing in you is going to come, that needs to be released on the drums. It's not something you're doing wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. It's not about that. But I believe we're going to pray for healing right now. We're going to pray over anyone who's not feeling well, who has any kind of sickness, disability, or anything at all. And if that's you, just raise your hand. We're going to gather around, and we're going to see it break. Because it was intense for me. I didn't really tell anybody. Pastor Bill knew. But it went on and on and on. It wasn't fun. It wasn't pretty. But I knew Jesus was going to beat it, and I pressed into it. So we can't give in to this stuff. And you think, well, you're telling me that my faith isn't strong. I'm not telling you anything like that. I'm telling you, pay attention even to what was released on Sunday. Watch it again and pray it over yourself. Pray it over yourself. Pray it over yourself. Get rid of any spirit of infirmity that's been coming against you or your loved ones in your family. I'm not joking. Because when we release a word like that, and the Lord says, hey, there's been a shift, there's been a change, there's been a turning of a page, which came as a declaration from Susie after the message was given on Sunday. Some of you know about it. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, he's saying step into it and let's go after this, okay, wholeheartedly. And you know what I'd like to do? I'm going to pray, but I'd like us to sing Joy to the World again. I don't even know if you heard all of me up there, honey, because sometimes it's here. It's hard to hear up there. But let's sing Joy to the World. But let's go after this and get rid of this stuff that lingers. Can we do that? Do you believe it? Do you? Okay. Let's get after it. I know that our grandson has an ears thing going on. Susie has something. Her knee, leg, hip over here. Anybody else? Over here? Which... you're waving to me, so I don't know what that means. Like a sickness, like headache, or just his your neck, okay. Anybody else, Angela? Anybody else have something? I just want to see the devil get his due. Especially before we go out on Thursday, especially before we celebrate on Friday. No matter what happens, it's not in the result, but yet we've got a God who says, I want to bring the result. Says, step in and believe it as though you're fighting for your life. That's kind of how I felt. I didn't think I was going to lose my life, but it was not easy. Sunday night, Monday, I'm doing great. There's absolutely nothing wrong, except I could, like a little relief from an ear. It's annoying, but I think we really need to pray, and not little, tiny little prayers, okay? So when we sing Joy to the World, I'm going to release an anointing over you, and I want you to go on the drums, and I want you to play, not like this. That is not Judah Takei, okay? For some songs, maybe, not for Joy to the World. I want you to play that the way you know how to play that. I don't want you to think about any of your friends in here. I want you to play it as though it was just you and Jesus, and Papa singing Joy to the World, as hard and as strong as you can. Because when we choose joy, the enemy leaves this place. So, Father, I just release that anointing over him. I thank you, Father. I release that anointing in Judah. There's no fear that he is able to play the way he really wants to play. But full freedom in Jesus' name. So, Father, I just thank you, Father, for release tonight. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your healing anointing. I thank you, Father, right now. I thank you that you're releasing who you are in this place. We pray and we sing, Father, chains are broken. Now we step into it. And now we believe for it. And we thank you, Father, that as we sing joy, tonight we choose joy. That's what I spoke over myself a lot. Choosing joy. Choosing joy. So, Father, we go after this tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We break through any spirit of infirmity that's touching anybody in here or their family in Jesus' name. And just like we saw, we speak over that person or that family in Jesus' mighty name. Let's sing joy to the world and believe for this. And let's also be speaking out the words in the Bible about healing in our households to everybody. Don't be afraid. Speak it out. Declare it out. And let's watch what God does. I believe we're entering into a new realm. In Jesus' name.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Saturday, December 14th, for Gift of Christmas.